He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Friday, January 23rd. And I talked to Texans general manager Rick Smith about how he is approaching free agency this year. But before we get to that, Texans fans, do not forget, HoustonTexans.com is going to Hawaii for the Pro Bowl. They'll bring you all the coverage of Mario Williams and Andre Johnson's trip across the sea.
I-72! I-72!
So not only is Texans general manager Rick Smith rolling up his sleeves, getting into the thick of things with draft prospects, he's also evaluating talent out there in free agency. Yes, the Texans general manager has to bring in some aggressive free agents that can make a difference on defense, but he also has to re-sign some players as well. I talked to him about how he's approaching that as far as re-signing cornerback Donte Robinson.
Well, Owen, in his case, he's a restricted free agent, and so we've got a it's not such an urgent issue as it is with Donte, and that certainly is our priority as we talk about free agency this year. You know, we've got some players that we've got to get under contract, and that's what we're going to do. And you know, we're working hard at this point to try to get a deal with Donte completed. And I think that's going to be our focus to get him done. I mentioned Eugene Wilson. He's another one that's going to be free that we'd like to bring back. And so that's where our focus is right now with respect to free agency.
Last season, Smith was a little more conservative about his approach as far as getting players outside of the organization. He brought in safety Eugene Wilson, who he would like to re-sign again. But Smith said he wants to be even more aggressive this offseason. I talked to him about how he plans to approach this free agency as far as players go outside of the Texans organization.
Well, we're always aggressive in the sense that we're going to do our due diligence, and we're going to make sure that we are very clear on what the class looks like and how those guys might be able to come in and impact our football team. And to the degree that we can entertain adding a player or two in one or two of those positions, we'll go about doing that so long as everything fits. You know, we're big on making sure that as we add players, they fit in our locker room, that they're good men, that they're good football players, that they enjoy playing the game. And so those things are important to us, and so that's what we'll be looking for.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no